Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the very exclusive Bubba Army Monday Show Only podcast. The only place you can get this particular show is downloading our podcast, The Bubba Army. Blitz, did you see we pulled the nose up on the final week of December? And we've had three, maybe four, uptick months in a row with regards to podcasting?
I did.
That makes me very happy. Anna, how is your podcasting? I don't even know that I would even ask Tara.
No, not right now.
I will.
No, don't.
I mean, she's got nothing else going on.
Bubba.
No, Anna, what?
I don't think it's an appropriate time right now.
There's a lot of things I do with
Let's call that bitch live on the phone right now.
No.
She's, we're not calling
her. I'm completely joking, clearly.
Clearly.
Yeah, Bubba, not right now.
4 months. No, I'm sorry. 3 months, 3 month uptick.
Nice.
Let me, we're going to have to, as soon as Barb's open, done, starting Monday, we'll do another pod, and then we got to start laying some exclusive stuff down, okay? Like a Lummy Q&A.
No problem.
I'm a screwed deal, a woke deal.
You and I can do something if you want.
We could. We could very well do something.
To. People said they liked it.
They liked our our dynamic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. We need to do more of that here on the podcast world. I think we have a little more leniency over here. So everybody knows, kind of what I've been going through. And now I'm going through this shitstorm of a Tyler deal.
Are there updates?
No, his girlfriend's family is trying to turn this all around on me that... Bubba, can you believe Bubba wouldn't allow Tyler to go see his stepfather, his grandpa?
Where are they voicing their grievances, like on Facebook, or like they're contacting members of your family?
Contacting friends.
Okay.
That are sending me screenshots that say that they're full hot. I think they've locked all their social media up because the Bubba Army's gone crazy on them.
Yeah.
And thank you, Bubba Army, for your support. Tyler's, at the end of the day, Tyler's a grown ass man and we need to stop treating him like a kid. And he'll be 21 years old in June.
24th.
Wow. And the 24th, you're right. And he's a grown man. So I would suggest if he hears this or somebody can get word to him that you need to communicate with me or your Nana. And if you think that I made the wrong decision or that you were screwed out of seeing your pawpaw or whatever like that, then be a man and show up at the funeral, and we'll try from there. But I would start with communicating with me, your dad, and then Nana. Stop using Tara as, because Tara, Aunt Tara is so, she's very business smart, and she's just an absolute sweetheart that she sometimes isn't as stiff on this particular situation as me and Nana. Nana's mad as fuck. I'll tell you that
really?
Right now. Oh, yeah.
I don't blame her.
She's like, these people are trying to hijack my grieving. The bottom line is, I think she keeps saying mend it or end it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I think it's chicken shit that he hasn't reached out. By the way, he's not reached out to her at all other than the day at noon, on Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, is when. Now, a week from today, a week ago today, not a week from, but a week ago today, at 8:45 p.m. is when my stepfather Eddie was first transported to the hospital with no pulse. Then that night, if you guys remember, I went to the hospital, and at 2:30 in the morning, I posted something on Facebook.
I remember.
You know, that I, you know, kind of getting people up to speed.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. And, I mean, what Howard Stern, God bless his little soul, I don't know when his father Ben died, but they press released it, and then nobody knew about it till like 2 or 3 months there later. So I don't know if it happened during a Howard vacation or what, but, you know, I don't think a lot of, and I'm, this isn't putting me over, but it's just the way that I'm wired, and it's the dynamic of the show. But yeah, I can lose, my stepfather can die on Monday night, and I'm going to be on the air the next morning. If I need to be at the hospital because I can do something or make a decision or can console my mother, or I need to be there, then of course I would cancel the program. But if my stepfather is in ICU and the last thing they say to us is, we'll call you when you guys can come see him. And I asked the woman that night, hey, do you have any idea when that would be? And she said it would be sometime after 9:45 a.m. So I'm thinking, well, okay, I can get a show in. I don't want to screw the people. I got to think, and I'm not trying to sit here and be Johnny, woe's me, look at me, I'm a hard worker. But more importantly, I don't know of a lot of people that whose father, they lost their father on Monday night, a lot of radio personalities who lost their father on Monday night would come in and do a Tuesday show and talk about it.
Yeah, probably not many.
But that's the way I'm wired.
If any.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that we were off for a while, so that was probably added pressure to come back.
It was because, you know, we also have to understand that, you know, we don't have a guaranteed contract. So, you know, if we don't work, we don't make money.
And like you said before, it's cathartic for you to come on and, like, inform people and tell them what's going on.
It is. It's very cathartic, and it's very much the way the show is.
Right.
Like, you know, if we didn't transparently talk about every fucking aspect of our life.
Good and bad. I mean, everything in between.
From how big Blitz's cock is.
Right.
To how Anna has changed since she's gotten that cock.
Right.
To
because of said cock.
To Lummy, yep.
Getting cock in his ass.
To Lummy getting fake cock. I'm assuming fake cock.
I sure hope so.
In his ass.
It's not a real Whopper. It's an Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, that's the way we roll. So, physically, I will tell you this, though. Physically, I'm really, really, really run down.
Yeah, you got a lot of shit going on.
I'm really, really, really physically run down.
I was detailing your schedule for the next couple weeks to Reagan, and she was like, he's going to die. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
And then I got people in town, and
yeah, now you gotta entertain other guests. Not even Barp and all that.
I got three sets of people staying with me at my apartment.
That's brutal.
Three sets of people, but I love them all, and they're all welcome.
Doesn't matter.
Three sets of people staying in town with me. I have to be at the track, there's not any ifs, ands, or buts. I gotta do this show. I will not do an after show Wednesday, please know that. And I know it's getting to be a rib blitz, but you got people just have
we're good. It's just this morning, you're like, Blitz, I promise you, I'll be at every after show this week. I'll be there every day.
It just puts me so far behind.
Yeah.
If I leave right at 10, I can get there by 11:45. And if I can leave by 4, then I can get home by 6, which gets me not too fucked up. But if I leave here at 11:30, then I get there at 1:32, and I can't get done.
We got you.
I can't get done. So I have to be at the track. No questions asked. I got a very, very important dirt late model test of 5 different drivers on Sunday that the track has to be perfect on. The only way the track will be perfect if I go up there and spend 4 or 5 hours on Wednesday and kind of rough grade it in. That way when I go now, so after BARP, I got to either leave and go immediately to Ocala and spend the night in my trailer, or get some sleep, which I think I'm going to try to do. You know, get some sleep, like one to...
With all those people staying with you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
With one to, at 1 to 7, and then leave at 7, get there by 9, and have the track ready by 4. So, I'm not saying this selfishly, but my stepdad, he picked a real bad time to die.
Oh.
Yeah, what the hell?
And so, that in conjunction with my mother is having just an absolute... really tough time with this.
Yeah.
She is lost. She's absolutely lost. If anybody knows of like your parents that have been together for like, well, they were married 38 years. It would have been 39 years, this coming October. So 38 years, they were his frick to her frack. They were just such a team that she quite frankly is absolutely lost.
Sure.
She's like, I don't know what to do. I had such a routine with my husband. We did this on Mondays, we did this on Wednesdays, we did this on Fridays. He golfed every day. When I got up, he made me my breakfast. Then we went for our, you know, like our 2 p.m. golf cart ride, and then we went to our, you know, 5 p.m. like they just And then she doesn't want to go back to the house because all of his stuff is there.
Sure.
And although, thank God he didn't die.
I was thinking the same thing.
At the house.
No.
And although she did say, I'm never going into that poker club. You know, he died playing poker.
Like they have a poker room at the clubhouse?
Yeah. And she's like, I'll never walk in there. I don't want to ever walk in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, I understand all that. But, you know, first of all, I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself. She's living with my sister right now, and Tara, you know, she is a CEO of a multi-$1 trillion
company,
million-dollar company, mm-hmm. And so she's trying her best to run her company from home. Her partners are being super cool, but Mom needs somebody with her at all times, and so yesterday, on a normal Sunday, I didn't get home until like 5. Saturday night, Sunday morning. Hmm. And normally I would have been able to sleep, but I had to get up at, you know, I got up at 11 so I could go over and be with Mom, you know, so, and kind of give Tara a little bit of, you know, a little bit of reprieve, but Tara's with her too. So I literally just sit by my mom and hold her hand and, you know, hug her and give her ear grips and just, you know, I wouldn't say she's an infant, but as your parents get older, you have to be more parent-like for them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I was there till 7. And like, let me, my 246 is so blown the fuck out of the water.
Done?
I mean, yeah.
Done.
Not able to get to the gym. I feel bad about myself. This is the week that I really wanted to dial it in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And just so I look good for everybody. And I probably look horrible. And it's just...
Bobby Tubby looks great.
He does look great.
Oh, sure. I
really thought he went to the gym today.
No. I'm going to try to go to the gym tomorrow.
I'm saying you're weighing like 280 now.
No, way more.
We were doing story time out back earlier, and you're walking away, and I was like, damn, look at those calves.
I was like, damn, look at those
calves. Yeah, you saw that too.
Stop. Making me feel good about myself. Make me feel good about myself. So, anyway, Thursday, obviously the beginning of BARP, we're doing shows every day and after shows.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, I may not be able to do an after show, but you guys, I know, got me.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I should be able to do one. Friday.
It's us.
It's
Blummel.
Yeah, Blums with Bubba 199.
Yep.
And then Saturday, the big blowout, but I feel like... I really feel like the blowout. I mean, Blitz having the sound system, and the fucking Bee Gees disco lights. Yeah, I mean, I feel good that you got that all rigged up. I know that you're calling Kevin today about tent delivery?
Yep.
And what about stage? Do I need to have build one, or can we just rent one?
I mean, we could rent one, but it'd probably cost less to build it.
I was gonna say, yeah, it'll probably cost less
to build one.
Yeah. To build just a basic one,
2 foot tall, 4x8, something like that.
Yeah, just 2 foot tall, 4x8. You know, or literally, you know, something. Let me see. Can you figure that with the redness?
Yeah, and I was talking to Blitz about it. Was it yesterday, Blitz? Yeah. We were just talking about just having the plywood is a 4x8, so. Just one and
one sheet of plywood.
Yeah.
With a cup. I mean,
and you can just use 2x6s.
You can literally have a milk crate for you for the step up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. 2x6.
Blitz could jump on there, and then Blitz could maybe wire me up, you know, like harness me up.
What?
To get on top of the stage, I said Blitz could probably just jump on it, and then you could just probably like Owen Hart me on in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You coming from the second crate? You coming from the roof?
Yeah, see if we can get a high reach from
okay. From Bob.
That's what we need.
From Bob.
Give rides during BARP.
Oh.
Put you on top of the front door.
Can you imagine if we had a jib at BARP? That would be a problem.
Yeah.
People would die.
Yeah.
People would die. It would.
And it would be Hootie first.
But the cream machine.
Now, any cream machine updates? I've not. Well, I did
He's
get.
He's putting these TVs on it and all this stuff.
Did you get a payment?
That's a no.
Well, I did get. Let me see. I did get an update, but you know, Hootie's got his own language, and he sent me this text here. He said,
"I'm drunk."
He said, "I gave you 2 chances to represent myself. I'll bring you cash next Monday. $9,600, cuzzo. Sorry to hear about Jeff. I cried for a whole hour. My new studio will be ready in 4 weeks. I can tell you to get the fuck out. You know I love you. Talk later."
What day did he say?
Hey, man.
What day was he said this?
I got a private lender that may want to help you pay off your IRS stuff.
Oh, God.
They gave me $252,000 when I need it till I sell my property. Not my dad, LOL. Some investors looking to get 8% on their money. I don't really know if I want to go with investors that, you know.
Yeah, recommended by you.
Yeah, like, I mean, I've worked out a payment plan with the IRS. Hold on. He sent me a video, too, of the cream machine.
Oh, good.
Let me see here.
What day was that one? Was that like Thursday of last week?
Hold on.
This fucking thing is a heat getter, man. God damn, I can't park the bitch at the shop. I can't hardly park it at the house. I gotta put it fucking out back, out of sight, kinda, and hide with the fucking camper and shit. God damn, people act like they've never seen a fucking girl on a fucking Bubba Army flagpole before.
Anyway, they won't let him park it at the shop?
No. Dude, there's a new TV installed on the side of it. It's gonna be pretty badass. I gotta hook the laptop and everything to it. And, yeah. Well, got a new radio, all the lights, everything's working. Got to put 2 new batteries in for those lights. They're just not holding a charge real good, but I drove at the poker night last night. Bitch, this fucking rides out. So, anyway, man, hope you and Eric are doing well. And that was a crazy week, but anyway, man, happy new year. I'll talk to you later. See you.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty coherent.
That's all great, but where's that 9,600?
Yeah.
It's coming Monday.
Yeah, so he says.
Today.
I need some new shoes for BARP.
This was Tuesday at 1 p.m. This was right as I was pulling the plug on my father.
Nice.
And he's talking to me.
So,
thank you, Hootie. It looks like he's putting 2 big TV screens
on 70-inch
TV screens where it used to say Bubba Army AM820. He's putting 2 big 70-inchers there. And is he going to be like able to put like flash messages up there or like what's? Lummy, I got to know that you might have a better idea as to what he's doing with this.
Well, the couple times I've talked to him recently, it's changed, but then it goes back. He's hooking a laptop up to it. Yeah, he can do messages, play movies, music videos. If you want to put some kind of Bubba, you know, if you wanted to be involved, as he says, put some Bubba Army show or even stream the show from outside the cream machine, things like that. So have it piped through his laptop that's playing the show and having it on the screens.
Now, Blitz, I'm looking at the auction.
Okay.
And it said auction completed.
Perfect.
Now, I've not heard back from my guy that did the bidding. He's not heard from the insurance company yet. Because supposedly the protocol goes, insurance company then gets a hold of bidder and says, we accept your bid, you know, blah, 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 blah. So.
Oh, they get a hold of the bidder directly?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming.
I would think they don't all go through the auction house.
Oh, okay. Well, on the auction house, and I know that you have the link as well, that it says bid auction completed. So I'm assuming. I mean, I may have gotten it.
I think so.
Nice.
So it might be back on the road. It's going to be a little bit of a project. I got a Terry's on it, but Blitz, Terry said all in $7,500.
Okay.
So I bought it for $2,500. Let's call another $500 in expenses and then $7,500. That puts me at 10.5. Call it 11, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they gave me $18,100 for it minus $11,000. I mean, looks like $7,100. I don't know. Looks like I made like $7,100, but don't think that my insurance rates aren't going up.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And also don't think that I could probably never sell that vehicle ever again because I don't know that rebuildable.
You could sell it.
You can?
Yeah.
But not, you know, not, you can't, I mean, you're not going to get anything for it.
Why not?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, like, you know, it's been crashed and you rebuilt it. But, I mean, I guess you could sell it,
I'll
right?
tell you what, there's a lot of cars being sold on, like, eBay that are rebuilds.
Hey, listen, you know what? The guy that was, you know, bidding for me, do you know what he said who was bidding against him? A foreign company.
That's what he said.
A foreign company because they go and they just do the bare minimum to get them going, and then they can ship them to, like, Brazil and Argentina and stuff like that as a Mercedes. And, like, you know, this is third world country. This is, you could get a ton of money for this thing.
Oh, yes.
So.
You don't think you could autograph it and sell it to a fan when it's done?
Oh, fuck no.
You want to buy it, Lobby?
$15,000, $20,000? Get a
hoodie. When it's done.
When it's done. When you mean when the merch crick fucking rear ends somebody again? Don't think I don't remind her, poor thing. Don't oh I don't remind God. Her.
She's never driving that car again.
She probably
never
isn't.
Driving ever any car.
She
ever
pro- she. I said, listen, you know what? That F1, that F350 you got, you look good as fuck in it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have told her that. I said that thing's going right underneath the garage. Hello? Overhang. I think Sumo might be coming in.
Oh, God, yeah, it's scaring me. Yeah. I just saw a face
just
looking at me.
People walking into the studios?
Well, you know, Sumo's one of those guys. Sumo's one of those guys. Does he want to be on the mic?
I don't
know. If you walk in the studio, man, grab a mic.
Here.
Yeah, if you walk, and we're not on camera. This is just straight podcast. Get on the middle mic.
Well, goddamn, Dan's mic's still on there.
Dan's mic's on there.
Go get on the middle mic.
Let me. Would you switch on the mic?
You're gonna have to help Sumo out. Sumo, well,
can you turn my mic off?
Oh, off.
Yeah, turn it off.
You want it off?
Well, yeah, because Dan's mic is on it.
What's that?
Oh, here. I'm sorry.
What, Sumo?
I said Anna intercepted your tree.
I'm sorry. You gave me a
bag. Oh yeah. Don't fuck up my peanut brittle.
I'm
do you
sorry.
Like? Do you like peanut brittle?
I do.
Can you have some? Are you
not right now? But I will.
What
have
do you
some.
Mean?
She's in the middle of a 92-hour fast.
She's in the middle of a 92-hour fast. Lummy, are you peanut butter brittle?
Just change it on the mic.
I think this is the peanut brittle that his sister makes, is it?
Yeah. This world is famous.
Blitz, are you a peanut brittle guy?
As long as his sister made it and not him, yes.
Oh.
I got things I got
to
do.
He'll tell you this. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's not
that's,
Sumo
no, that's
lace.
What I meant. That's
it's
what
not,
I meant.
It's not a,
does
it's
it
not
have
a rib.
Bronchitis?
It's not a rib.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
It's not rib brittle.
You sure you want a mic? You're just yelling out.
Get on the microphone, Sumo.
Well, goddamn.
Your mic the fuck none. Well, it's easier for to be able to hear you.
You're walk around the studio.
It's audio only. It's audio
straight. Listen, people don't ever really get to hear you. Well, no, it's not
good. Goddamn, get on the mic.
Goddamn, I can't do my sumo impersonation the entire time. Well, goddamn, I got some fucking peanut butter here. My sister made all day. It's your best fucking peanut butter bread I've ever known to man.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Come on.
Sumo, just go over to the middle microphone.
You're yelling. You're just
and just talk to us, buddy.
Oh, goddamn. How is it?
Oh.
To die for.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a rib. Like, it's not his style.
Yeah, I heard Blitz asked that one.
Come get one.
Oh,
Lummy.
I'll chew with you.
You know, Blitz wants to come in.
I'll come get a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She makes it for the holidays. And it goes real quick. And Sumo commandeered some for me.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, it's good.
Mm. Real good.
Real good.
Oh, you would love.
I will. Can I, if I could save a piece for after I have my
right
real
here.
Breakfast.
I heard Blitz.
Here comes Blitz.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then, Blitz, grab a piece for Anna for a save later deal, okay?
Here.
No, hold on.
Oh, whole bag?
I'll let her grab a piece. I'll bring it back.
Oh, I thought you could.
He had separation anxiety.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, goddamn.
Goddamn. I mean,
peanut butter is good.
There you go. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you. Are you not going to try yours?
Not right now. I can't break it fast with that right now. I'll get too much of an insulin spike.
My whole life's an insulin spike.
Right.
The only bad thing about it is it really super glues onto those fucking back molars.
Say, yeah, it does. Yep.
Perfect for podcasting.
It super glues. Yeah, perfect for broadcasting. It super glues like it's JB Weld right on those back molars, and it's tough to get on. That's when you know you got some good peanut brittle.
That's good stuff.
Is Sumo at any type of microphone position?
No, he's at the couch right now, hanging out.
Is there any way we can get him a wireless?
I don't think he wants one. He keeps
shaking.
Listen, we can't force feed.
That motherfucker comes in here trying to ruin our podcast.
Yeah.
Give us fucking JB Weld
shit in the bed.
JB Weld for our fucking mouth and then won't take a mic.
How about the Packers fucking shit in the bed? They didn't deserve to win.
And now the Aaron Rodgers talk of retirement, since he wouldn't give his jersey, he says, I'm going to hold on to this one.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
I know. That's the big speculation.
I don't give a fuck at this point. You know what? The problem isn't Aaron Rodgers. The problem is the fucking general manager.
Dinkle Hunker?
Google Fuck.
Yeah, whatever his name
That's
is.
That's the problem. The problem is the Google Fuck. The problem starts with the drafting of Jordan Love, moving up, I don't know how many spots to get this piece of shit.
I think it was 5.
Do you think Google Fuck needs to go take some ayahuasca?
I think Google Fuck needs to get the fuck out of town. And how about those two mental mistakes, Lemmy, that the guy, the fucking stupid-ass number one draft pick from Georgia, who's a pretty good linebacker, pushes the training staff.
Number 7. And then even 95. 95's kind of a dick. Because you see, if you look at it, 95 came over and, like, bumped him more with, like, his chest. Like, what are you going to do? Like, because he put his hands on him. Like, come on, man. It's a training staff. The guy's down.
It's like, I want my defense, like the 86 or 85 Bears, whatever, to be fucking real high strung. But be gentlemen and know when to fucking back the fuck down. And don't be pushing training staff. Like, I want you high, strong, fucking head hunting out there, but I don't want you being a dick.
Yeah, just because he was trying to move you out of the way so he could get to his guy. Disrespect.
And then the motherfucking guy, when they were trying to call timeout, he goes in there and kicks the ball or some bullshit.
Yeah, he's like trying to pick up the ball. Yeah,
complete undisciplined thug ass bullshit. They don't. You know, my dad, Doug Clem, texted me and said, you know what? It's probably a good thing because they saved themselves from getting embarrassed in San Francisco.
Yeah, but they're embarrassed now because now they just look like a bunch of, pieces
fucking,
of shit.
Yeah, and they are. They are a bunch of pieces of shit. So anyway, Anna, what else you got? I mean, I think we've given them a little bit of an exclusive podcast. Plus, I got one of my best friends here. I got a fucking gaggle full of peanut butter, and we're going to go out back and hang out, so.
You got to move all those trailers around still.
Yeah, I got to do that today. Has that nurse picked up that truck car yet? Is it car gone?
It was still there earlier. I don't know about now.
It's supposed to be gone here by noon. So that's a whole story in itself. I'll have to tell you about that shady-ass deal.
Oh, no.
I got all these deals going on. Anyway, Anna, when do you break your fast today, and what are you going to break it with? Blitz's dick?
Yeah.
Good one. I was going to have...
Is cum...
Yes.
Is cum a food source?
Macronutrients.
It says no carbs on the bag.
Yep, it's keto.
But what I'm
keto
saying
cum.
Is, like, if you were to
you
eat...
Want some?
Anything you put in your mouth, potentially... anything you potentially eat or ingest... And that goes through your ingestive system potentially has
your ingestive system
potentially it potentially has some type of nutrient, you know, compound.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So what is cum?
What is cum? I imagine it's probably a protein more than anything.
Hey Alexa.
Seinfeld over there.
How many calories in cum?
What is cum?
1.5 fluid ounces of vodkas have 97 calories.
No. All right, hold on. Hey,
what's
Alexa,
the deal with cum?
How many calories in semen?
Here's something I found on the internet. There are 15 calories per 1 to 2 tablespoons of sperm. There are also protein, carbohydrates, zinc, and vitamin B12 in it.
Oh, listen to that.
That's great.
Hey, Alexa,
so nutritious.
What's the nutritional value of semen?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, the average protein concentration of semen is 5,040 milligrams per 100 milliliters. Did that answer your question?
Well, I mean, how much does Blitz
come? How many grams?
Yeah, Blitz, how many teaspoons
like
do you
when you come, Blitz, do you have big, thick ropes
oh
or like,
God.
Like you know, like...
Well, it depends.
Well, I mean, my average cum, you know, I got a vasectomy and I'm getting a little bit old. I probably got a tablespoon full of cum. Like if I was to go ahead
most
and...
Most of the cum is not the semen. You know,
right?
It's the other stuff from the seminal tubules.
Well, the shit that comes out the white shit that ends.
Well, Bubba's none of it is sperm with Bubba.
Yeah, like
yeah, mine's all cum.
Your cum is spermless.
Yeah,
it's just
and they did say when I got my vasectomy, like at 38 or 39 or whatever the fuck I was, 40, they did say that your volume will go down a little, but it seems like age might have more.
Yeah.
With your amount of cum.
You're not throwing
can you
ropes.
Imagine how much cum? No. Hmm. I guess Rhett is still real young. What are you, Rhett? 24?
Just turned 24.
Yeah, 24.
Like, when you cum, and like, don't act like not...
Don't
not,
sugarcoat your cum.
Yeah, like, and here's the deal. Let's not act like we all, even Sumo, have not, you know, like, analyzed our cum.
What is cum?
What do you mean, what is cum, you fucking little...
Wait.
Away. Matters what cum is. No, you know what cum is. It's all the shit that comes out of your cock when you get your nut. So like you at 24, although you're a smoker, there are some things.
When that, you're smoking ciggies.
Yep.
You still smoke cigs?
I never smoked.
I heard you smoked Marlboro Lights like a little bitch.
Yeah, fucking Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
I heard you smoked Newports.
I like
the
menthol.
Newports make more sense.
Actually, I gotta be honest. I've seen him out there smoking Virginia Slims.
Yeah, benching and hedges.
Yeah.
So. You've never been, since you've worked here, from even the first time you quit, you loser, you've never smoked cigarettes.
No, I haven't smoked cigarettes. The only time I did, I worked a catering job for Aramark a couple years ago, like 2017 and 18, and I noticed that everybody who smoked cigarettes got a shit ton more breaks than the people who didn't.
Yep.
So I started bumming cigarettes, and like even then, I didn't like it very much. I just did it for the extra break.
I had a friend in a previous job that took up smoking cigarettes. Just to get those extra 10 breaks a day.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Oh.
It was like that in Detroit, too, when I worked at a bar.
The job said you get, you know, 2 breaks and a lunch break for every shift you do. But if you smoke, whenever you need a cigarette, just go ahead and go out and smoke.
Oh.
But if you were out there not smoking, you got in trouble. So we started smoking.
That's the nastiest fucking habit ever. But anyway, back to your cum.
Yeah.
Like, Lummy, like, you're what, 40?
Well, a little under that, yeah.
Like I'm the oldest, and I'll tell you that my cum is like probably a tablespoon. Other times, if I go a while, I can get a little bit more, and it feels like if you go a little bit, like when your wad's a little bigger, it feels a little better too.
Right.
Like
oh,
you
yeah.
feel like you're like, oh yeah.
But does it taste different now?
I don't know. Like, why are you asking me about the taste?
Oh, I don't know.
A little saltier.
I'm not. I've never tasted my cum. Oh. Is there any? Remember when Tuttle had B-Fud fucking Stop. Absolutely sideways because Tuttle was like, I'm just telling you that I've caught B-Fud eating his cum.
Ew.
And the bottom line is Tuttle had never really caught B-Fud
right.
eating his cum, but right. he just kept hard selling the story, and he got so into B-Fud's head that B-Fud was like going to kill him. Jeez. He's like, I had not eat my. I can't even do my.
Like ass eater Bob,
right? Like Bob is probably never really eaten an ass.
Oh, he eats ass all the time.
All the time. He talks about it all the time.
Yeah, but it's just playing the rib.
I don't know.
I've never eaten my cum.
Okay.
I may have gone like that, like as a kid, just like you know, like
yeah,
that.
just a taste test,
just a nibble,
it, just like a little, you know, like I say.
Yeah.
Check the soup kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me how. What size a nut?
I'd say about a tablespoon, maybe a little bit more if it's a little longer between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Do you get about seven? Do you get about seven pulsations? I do.
I'd say
like one, two, three, about seven.
Yeah. Oh, it feels so good.
Now, is that when you're fucking or getting fucked?
Yes.
So I'm fucking.
Like, do you come? Like, now I
want like that prostate milking,
Anna.
Yeah.
I mean, now, Lummi, I want you to be honest.
Yeah, don't lie.
Now, please, Anna, please. I mean, Lummi,
yes,
please.
Yes.
No, Lummi, please.
Yes.
Sorry.
One of the things that I think that pegging represents is that you're getting your prostate manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stimulated.
Right?
Yes.
Do you come when she's pegging you?
No, I don't come when she's pegging
is that
me.
Where you draw the line?
Yeah, I just, oh, yeah. Just get no. rock solid hard and then...
Oh, it makes you rock
no,
solid?
No, hold on. Why? Listen, you can get rock solid hard from oral or a handy or anything.
Yeah.
Or the Latin
Why
whopper.
Do you got to get fucked in the ass? I mean, that seems like a pretty traumatic way to get rock solid hard.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I can get rock solid hard on. I mean, we got the penis pump.
Yeah,
we got coconut
pump.
Oil. I don't have
different
to have.
Different strokes for different
you know,
folks,
an
literally.
An 8-inch fucking Latin colored whopper in my ass. And if I did have one in my ass, I would want to get the full payoff on the deal and have her get, you know, like yep. do the prostate
yeah.
deal.
Exactly.
If not, you're kind of
jobbing yourself out.
Yeah, like it's like
okay, either
you get fucked in the ass to completion,
yep.
or yeah. you're just getting fucked in the ass. And just getting fucked in the ass.
It's like, do you even like it?
Kind of jobs you out.
Yeah, I guess.
So
I,
if
I
you'd
mean,
be like,
you should
listen,
have an ass-gasm.
So if you would be like, yeah, you know, what I do is my wife fucks me in the ass and it stimulates my prostate. And she, you know, I get prostate. She prostate fucks me. And then I come. And it's like, well, first of all, I've never done it. But I've read on it that it's a different type of cum when you know, your prostate is getting pounded.
Yeah.
So,
like truffle butter.
I feel as if you're being not on. Either you're working a gimmick or you're not being honest. So, which one are you?
I've never come that way. I just don't know. I mean, I guess.
But
I'd...
who the fuck wants to get
right.
hard?
Right.
Like, listen, if I want to get hard, I want to get hard through a handy.
You're just doing it for fun.
If I want to get hard, I'm going to jack myself. I'm going to have her jack me or suck me.
Yeah.
And then that's how I'm going to get hard.
Yeah.
Now, if I want to come, I'm gonna fuck. Okay.
Or you can do any of those things if you wanted to come.
Not with me. Not an old seasoned grizzled veteran like me. I can't come through.
You can't masturbate yourself.
I mean, I
come?
Could masturbate myself, but I just can't.
You
gotta
see some weird shit.
Her over there just jerking the night away, thinking that I'm gonna be able to get a nut.
Oh.
Yeah. Or I can't even have it over. I mean, she can just be going, just laboring away with her mouth, and I gotta have some puss. But so Lummi. But so every one of us get hard for different ways, but nobody gets hard by getting fucked in the ass. Like it seems like you're really jobbing yourself out. Like you're really,
it's like,
really
do you even like it.
Yeah. Like, no. do you like it?
Well, I mean, you know, just when tried.
Well,
it,
well
no.
I mean, I know we tried.
I mean, I prefer to like the vagina. So
you
I mean,
what?
I like the vagina. I like to come in the vagina.
Lummi.
Yes.
You've already opened up this avenue.
I didn't open anything
Why
up.
Why are you to come in the
like, I didn't open anything
Gross.
Up. I said I have a teaspoon or a tablespoon worth of cum.
But Lummi, is it true that your wife, let's stop all the bullshit.
Are we working on shooting?
Hold on. Let's just stop all the bullshit and let's be honest with each other, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
You come.
Now, I get hard through oral or jacking off.
Yes.
And then I come through vaginal fucking.
Yes.
Okay. That's how I do it. That's the only thing there
is. That's a technical term.
Yes. Okay. Now, you get hard, you're saying, you get hard through handies, oral, or she will fuck you in the ass. We're trying to, hold on. We're trying to break this down, buddy.
Right.
Okay.
That is what Lumby said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lumby, this is what you said.
Yeah. No, hold on. I'm not trying to put anything in your mouth, let alone your ass. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of what you've already
of you being a bottom.
Let's consider this somewhat of a court testimony kind of type of format. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm only trying
to. You're like a roadside lawyer trying to ask questions.
I'm just trying to literally break this down according to what you've told us already.
Yes.
And the fans. Now, if you talked a little bit out of turn, or maybe you were kind of trying to work it a little bit, or you're fucking trying to embellish it or work a gimmick or a high side, but like you have testified that you have and do get fucked in the ass by your wife with an apparatus called the Latin Whopper. Have you or have you not said that?
Yes, or no? Yes,
I have
said that. I have admitted that. Yes.
Okay. Now that being said, earlier today, just a few minutes ago, you talked about how I was like, okay, if you're gonna get fucked in the ass, I've heard and seen porn where guys come from that. It's called a prostate, you know. Milking or something like that, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let's all not try to act like we've not seen that before. You know, we're all going to act like we haven't fucking seen it, but we've all seen it.
Right.
We know that that happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me have also read and seen that that can be, once you go to that step, once you've decided to let your girl fuck you in the ass, that that is the ultimate payoff because supposedly the orgasm from that type of situation is next level. Now I've not
maybe
I've had a finger in my ass before.
Did you like
yeah,
it?
A finger in your ass, yeah.
But yeah. I don't. But,
did you like it?
But I didn't.
Did you or did you not like it?
I'm gonna answer it, you fucking peanut headed bitch. I've had a finger in my ass a few different times, and one didn't go so good, and one seemed to go pretty good.
Do you remember what finger went in?
I think it was the middle one.
Okay, so it wasn't like a thumb.
Yeah. No, who wants thumbing? You want thumbed, bitch? No, you want fingered. Nobody wants thumbed, no. Not even men's. You fucking idiot. You don't know nothing. So listen, I've had my asshole fingered, Lummy. Not to the point of completion.
But maybe Lummy's worried that the cum will be so intense that that's all they'll be able to come from.
Well, then so
that's
be
all
it.
If he's, want.
If, Lummy, if you're testifying today that you only use fucking in the ass to get you hard, then in my opinion, you got an ass backwards, no pun intended. Because once you've taken that leap of faith to have your girlfriend, and I've seen the Latin Whopper.
His wife.
Once you've had your wife enter your asshole, balls deep with the Latin Whopper, to the point where, now, Lummy, when
does
she's...
Does it have balls on it?
I think the one that, the picture that they showed me had balls on it.
Okay.
That's what Lummy requested.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted
he likes it.
The one that they showed me, had Janessa Brazil's pictures on it, and it had a fucking set of balls on it that you hooked up to your fucking apparatus.
Yeah, big balls.
So,
big veiny balls.
Lummy, once you've committed to being in a buffalo stance with your wife fucking, you know, grabbing your hips, blasting you, why would you stop and only use that for a get hard type
deal? Why sell yourself short?
When there's testimony that if you continue to get fucked in the ass, that it gives you a whole nother prostate orgasm.
Hold on, let me ask
old girl. Hey, Alexa, what is a prostate orgasm?
Sorry. I'm not sure.
So dirty, she doesn't even know.
No, she doesn't know anything.
Here, I'll
Blitz,
figure it out.
Send it back to me, Blitz. I missed it.
Okay.
Lummy, so did you get yourself in a little too deep in this? Were you showing out one day and you really don't? Whoa. I don't know if that's what Lummy does or not. It's not what I envision Lummy doing.
It's the Latin American Extreme Whopper.
Well, the Latin Whopper that I thought was like she hooked it up to like a belt and she fucked him with it. There's a Latin Whopper there. Latin Whopper. Let me try this.
You guys can both enjoy it together.
Latin
right.
Whopper. Latin.
Chinese finger trap.
Whopper. Strap on. Hold on.
This one's suction cup.
Hold on here. I thought I saw a Latin Whopper.
It's a Latin American Whopper.
Is it the Latin American Whopper?
Oh, it's a Latin American Whopper.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Janessa on it?
Latin. Hold on. American Whopper strap on. Yeah, this is what I always thought it was right here. Something
like
that.
That's a suction cup.
Oh, okay.
But I think it has a strap. You could, like, attach a strap to it, maybe?
I got some circulation boots, some tinge units. What are we buying here? Dextro? What is that, Blitz?
I can't see.
Can we get
it.
High on it?
I can't tell what it is from the screen.
Let me tell you. It's dextromethazone. Can we get high on it?
76 cents, huh?
Well,
I mean,
Amazon Pharmacy is easy. Here's how to get started. First, we'll need to know a little about you. We'll ask for some basic info, like what medication you're taking.
Oh, it's a cortal to treat inflammation of the skin, joints, lungs, and other. There you go, Lami. You need some of this. You got inflammation, all that.
Sure do.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This medicine is injected into the muscle joint. Okay, anyway, we're getting fucking distracted here. Oh, I don't have the Latin Whopper again. So, Lummy, let's, you guys are trying to squirrel me. Let me detective this, okay?
Okay.
So, Lummy, do you guys sometimes have her fuck you in the ass?
Are we shooting or working?
Well, okay, Hootie. We're shooting.
Okay. What was that?
Or Blitz, did I just give him an opportunity to get out of the whole fucking shooting match? I think I did. And he won't be honest because you know what he's going to say? If we're shooting, no, she's never really fucked me in the ass. You know, but if we're working, then of course she is. Well, then who, none of us are going to go over there on Friday. Nobody else is going to go on Friday and verify, like, this is happening.
Yeah.
Only thing we could really do is if Ashley would, like, raise her hand to God and swear on Walker's eyeballs to tell the truth, and then she could tell us the truth.
Yes.
And Walker would go blind immediately if you guys were lying.
Yeah.
So before I go to her, let me go to you and have you tell me the truth. What are your guys's her fucking you in the ass parameters? Now, I want to be the first to say that I've had a finger in my ass.
Yeah, so have I. I've admitted it.
Okay. Blitz, have you ever had a finger in your ass?
I have not.
Brett, have you ever had a finger in your ass?
Actually, never.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Of course not.
So, Lummi, Anna, have you ever put your finger in a guy's butthole?
No, I don't think I want to.
Oh, man.
Christ, what a bunch of little house on the prairie motherfuckers.
It just seems
so Lummi, it's just you and I.
We're doing that later.
We're the nasties.
Yes, we are.
We're the nasty brothers. I'm Sags and you're Brian Knobs.
I'm Knobs. Perfect.
So, honest to God.
Don't lie.
And again, Lummi, it's not a bad thing. Sex is sex. And if she's fucking you in the ass and you're getting your prostate nut, I mean, that's good. I mean, what?
But he's not.
I'm not getting my prostate nut.
Yeah. The worst of both worlds.
Yeah, so you're getting fucked in the ass with no payout. You're just getting fucked in the ass to be a bitch. That's the worst fucking ass fucking there is.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
So where do we really stand with this ass fucking scenario? Please.
Don't
please.
Lie to him.
I mean, this is a very
please,
uncensored
please, buddy,
please.
Tell me.
Please, please. Hey, Blitz, did you see when I said that to you this weekend? I didn't know if you picked up on the Don Richards
deal.
No,
I did not.
Please, please. You didn't?
No.
You did. You put laugh out loud. I thought you did pick up on the police boys.
I did not.
For real, shoot.
For a shoot, I did not.
I almost put Don Richards.
If I would have got that.
Yeah. So, Lummi, please. Tell us the truth.
Please.
Lummi, there's a lot.
Swearing on Walker's eyeballs?
Swearing on Walker's eyeballs. He will have polio tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Polio?
Not able to walk another fucking step if you tell a lie.
No, well, if that's the case, I don't want to swear on Walker's eyeballs or whatever. But
let's not do that then.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
No. But
can't do that.
No. I've had fingers in my ass like you, Bubba.
Don't put me in the ass fingering club.
You put yourself there.
Yeah, I thought you were the nasty boys. I'm Brian Knobs.
Yeah, but like all of a sudden I feel like we just let him off of, he found his one little wiggle room to get out of the ass fucking lane that he's in. And now he's out of the ass fucking lane. I think that she does fuck him in the ass. And he's lying.
I don't want to swear on Walker's eyeballs.
Do you think she would answer that question honestly? And you need to put
if you swear on Walker's eyeballs, she'll answer it honestly.
But what I'm saying is, like, can you please put your hands up in the air and not text her? Is she available to talk right now?
Probably not, but you can try.
Well, Anna, make sure he's not texting her. He is, isn't he?
No, he's not. My eyes are locked in. But he is. He's typing something.
Let me put your hands up in the air.
I'm working.
You just don't care.
Put your hands up in the air. Hey, Ashley, it's Bubba.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie, it's Bubba. How are you?
Good, you?
Good. Have you been? Oh, you can't be listening to the show because we're recording it. Lummi?
What?
Anna, do not make sure he texts Ashley. I want Ashley's truly organic.
Oh boy.
Honest.
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea.
Ashley, we want to know honestly. Like, for Lummi, do not contact your lovely wife, please.
No, he's good.
Okay.
Ashley, do you guys really, or you don't really use the Latin Whopper?
And the Latin American Whopper.
You know, like, do you, like we, I know that we've joked about it and all this kind of stuff, but like, you know, like, we really want to know. And Lummi won't tell me the truth. And he's like,
I don't know how to answer that question.
Other than yes, I have used that on my husband, or no, I have not used that on my husband.
Well, Lummi claims that you guys have used it, but he's never came from that.
Yeah, Lummi says that you guys have used it, but he doesn't use it to come. And I'm like,
it's an interesting flex.
Then I'm like, well, that's...
He said it gets him hard, though.
And I'm like, well, then you're getting... You're kind of like being dumb about it, because if you're going to use it, it's to have a prostate... A prostate orgasm that supposedly is the best orgasm there is for a man, but it takes, you know, that to do it. So he's doing it all ass backwards. He said he just did it to
feeling
get hard.
The touch of a woman.
Then I'm like, well, you're really bitching yourself out if there's no payout on the deal.
Yeah, and then they told me to swear in Walker's eyeballs. So think about that one.
No, let me. I
we didn't ask her to do that.
Blind.
No.
That's what I said.
No, the kid's not going to be blind as long as Mama tells the truth.
Yeah, and Bubba said the kid will have polio. whatever that means.
I did not. I said, Lummy, if your kid was going to get struck with polio at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning with no eyesight, but you must tell the truth. And he demanded that I called his wife.
Oh no! I mean, you know, we explore in the bedroom. We have fun.
Ashley.
Why do you want to even know the truth, Bubba?
Everybody wants to know the truth.
I don't. I just want to believe that Lummy occasionally gets fucked in the ass. Can't we just believe that?
Well, no, but, like, why not talk to the boss to find out if she's really doing the fucking or not?
Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce is on.
I mean, why not talk to the person that, at the end of the day, would be doing the fucking and get her...
She doesn't fucking tell.
And here's the thing. She's honest. Like, she gets it. Lummy's a fucking all over the road, fucking tell me what I want to hear. Hell, Ashley probably tells you what you want to hear half the time.
100%.
Right.
200%.
When you can understand him.
Yeah. If you can understand, because he's got the communication of a fucking, you know, marsupial.
Marsupial?
I mean, he's just stupid.
He puts it in his pouch.
You know, monkeys are very intelligent.
Yeah, well, I know that my feelings were hurt when I wasn't invited to your surprise party because he's such a fucking buffoon.
Hey, guess what? My best friend wasn't invited to my surprise party.
Right. That's how fucking stupid he is. So you think he's going to actually answer this question? You think he's going to actually answer this question? He won't answer this question because he doesn't know how to answer it. Do I tell the truth or do I not tell the truth and just keep the deal going or what? And so
that's a great question, Bubba. What?
So, I love you. We have a great understanding. We both have to, you know, I do a lot of your heavy lifting. I keep him out of your hair till about noon every day.
Same.
So, yeah. So, we're working together here.
Team effort.
We're a team to keep
him. We're a throuple.
Right. In order to keep him on the straight, well, not on the just whatever.
On the narrow.
On the being able to function as a human being. So,
kinda.
Do you sometimes mount him with a cock?
Oh my god!
And fuck his booty hole.
So I will say that toys are frequently used in the bedroom,
and not just on
take
you.
That is how you want to take it.
Okay. Will you testify that the toys are not always centered to around just you? He takes toys too.
Yes. I will say that it's both of us.
Mutual toy play.
Yes.
Perfect.
There you go. Perfect. That's more than MTP. I got from him. It's more than I got from him. Now, Ashley, are you familiar that if a man is fucked in the ass or toyed in the ass and you stimulate his prostate, that supposedly that is one of the best orgasms a man can have?
Yes.
You are familiar with that?
I am familiar with
now,
that.
Now, give Lummy a milking.
Yeah, it's called milking. And have you ever milked Lummy before?
Maybe.
Your hesitation speaks volumes. And we've gotten enough data, and we know the truth now. We certainly know the truth. Although it may not come in the form of a Latin whopper, Lummy, your wife, does toy your asshole occasionally, and she has milked you. That's the truth. That's what we're going with. That's all I need to know.
Uh-huh.
Ashley, we love you. Thank you.
Love you. See you guys soon.
We'll see you Thursday, hopefully.
Yes, with a little dude.
Yes, he stole the show last week. Here. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye, Ashley.
Lummy, you're a fucking liar. You've been milked.
Yep.
Is milking because
it's worse than you thought?
Lummy. Yes, milking means that your wife stimulated your process through a toy process, which caused you to come through prostal stimulation.
Right.
Oh. And if you say otherwise, you're calling your wife a liar.
Yep.
You want to do that?
I
want to say, Ashley, you're a dirty fucking lying bitch? You want to say that?
I guess not.
What do you mean, guess not?
Say it, Lummy.
Ashley, you're a dirty
lying
bitch.
Call her a dirty fucking lying bitch.
You're a dirty lying fucking bitch.
No. Hold on. She's not. She's telling the truth.
Kidding.
Okay.
Don't try to cover your ass.
Yeah, don't try to cover your ass now.
I'm totally confused.
You've had it open all this time.
Lummy, I've had my prostate stimulated. I think if I would have kept going, I could have milked, but I didn't. But,
you should try.
Listen, you know what?
I'm reading up on them. They sound great.
I'm not too proud to say that I would maybe try.
All right.
I mean, did every one of us listen, a year ago, would every one of us come together and say, yeah, we pump our cocks up?
Yeah, I'd
no,
say that.
We would all been fucking afraid to say it. But once we all decided to join up as a team and say get the penis pumps, now there's no shame in our game to say that we pump.
Mm-mm.
Right?
No.
Well, maybe we could decide to milk or get milked at least one time. So you'd be like, hey, you know what? Fucking Merch Creek milked me out. It's a whole different fucking deal.
Nice.
I was grabbing a whole nother gear. Fuck.
You never know.
My God. I put it up. I was following the leader. I put it up on the high side, got me a nice little cushion, and I fucking went P1. I fucking passed the whole entire field on the top side. So Lummy, you have been milked. She verified.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk to you from the perspective of having been milked. What's it like?
Yeah, what's it like?
I guess you do finger in.
Hold on, Lummy. I got Lummy's head mic'd up. Go ahead, live to Lummy's head.
Do 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 do.
Lummy, would you quit lying and start?
Okay.
Just be honest.
I don't
people
know how
you
hoping to hit her. I mean,
I want you to answer.
She stuck her finger in my asshole,
right?
And moved it around a bunch of times,
right?
And hit the spot, and then I just blasted my load all over the sheets.
Okay,
way more
hard
than
that?
A tablespoon.
Hold on, I'm standing up. Talk to you.
And she was sucking on my testicles while she was doing it.
Listen to me.
Fucking amazing.
Look at me.
Yes.
Look at me. Look at me.
No,
look at me as a man.
I'm looking at you, man.
What's so hard about that?
Nothing, Bubba.
But why does it take 40 fucking minutes to get there?
I don't know, Bubba.
Why couldn't you have said, yeah, we use the Latin Whopper and other toys, and yeah, I've had my prostate milked, and yes, you know what? I've had my prostate stimulated so much that I came, and you know what? It was an unbelievable cum. I've never came that way. I'm interested, Lummy. Is it a different kind of cum?
It's an unbelievable cum, Bubba. I definitely think you should try it.
Did it, like, hit the ceiling?
Oh, it hit the ceiling, Bubba. It was probably two
ceiling. I thought you would maybe have to be on all fours to get that.
No, that
you can be on your back.
Yeah, you can be on your back. Blitz knows.
Yeah,
you can be on your back and you get one.
So Blitz,
I'm
assuming
you've
never been milked.
I have not.
All right,
ankles
but
around your
great.
Ankles around your head.
Well, I mean, I don't want it. I don't want the visual. Okay, but you have. I mean, let me.
Yes.
You have been milked.
Yeah, I blew
and you
a
have,
huge load.
And you have came. Through milking.
Yes, I've come
so
through milking.
So why have I'm 47 minutes into this fucking podcast having to call your wife in for a verification to even get to this point? I mean, I'm amazed by this. I'm going to try it one of these days.
I think you should,
Do you have to prep yourself? Do you have to, like, poop and, like, you know, like,
no,
you know.
You want to make sure
you
know,
be polite.
You're cleansed a little bit. You know, maybe take a shower before. A little
well, absolutely a shower, but you don't know what's in the hopper. When you shower,
well, I mean, I
can literally go shower right now, but I have like a little turd in there.
Well, I mean, that's a chance you got to take.
You should probably do it right after you shit.
It's like Russian roulette, man.
Oh.
You just got to take a chance.
So you can only do it after. Hey, listen, honey, I just shit, so I got to hop in my shower.
And then hop
it's
in
time
the shower,
for you to
clean
milk
the rim.
Me out.
Yeah,
milk
get,
me out.
Get milked.
Yeah.
Now, Anna, what if you and Blitz, you know, now listen, don't think that you guys haven't come a long way.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, it's
we
just,
have.
I mean, a year ago, you weren't getting anything.
Nope.
And so. And now I mean,
now we're fucking.
Yeah, now you're fucking. You're on the pill, the whole fucking nine yards. So would you consider milking him?
If that is something that he would be interested in, I would be interested in making those dreams come true.
Now, Lummy, is it do the way I was always, you know, kind of thought it would win is that you get on the prostate. You have to touch the prostate with either the toy or your finger.
Oh, yeah. You got to have either the index or the middle finger.
On the prostate?
On the prostate.
Is it kind of like a cul-de-sac Jones deal?
I think so.
Yeah,
do you get in there and do you... And
but
then,
opposite, I guess?
Now, does the cock head hit the prostate or does the finger?
The finger hits the prostate.
So you've never been fucked in the ass and came through a cock. You got fingered, milked, if
oh,
you
of
will.
Course. Yeah.
You need
yeah.
a bendy strap on. Or you can bend it up.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, Blitz.
When you when you got milked... What apparatus was used?
Her middle finger. She had to really get in there.
Mm.
Really just get in deep.
Yeah.
Just one finger?
And you came?
Oh, yeah. After like 3-4 minutes. It's unbelievable. You go paralyzed, Bubba, with the amount of cum that comes out.
Like Hootie?
You do this all the time?
I feel like I'm being patronized.
You wouldn't just do this all the time?
I really feel like I'm being patronized.
I'm telling you, listen, I have the merch crick. Bubba, you get on all fours, and you let the merch crick back there.
No, let's not talk about what I'm doing, okay?
The middle finger.
We're not talking.
Make sure she doesn't have fake nails on, though.
Oh, that'd tear you up?
Yeah, that would tear you up, Bubba. You may bleed. We don't want that.
Bubba didn't come to work today. Why? Did his mom get another death in the family? No, his merch crick had some Lee Press on Willies and fucking tore his asshole all up.
And plus, they could come off and get stuck in there.
Could
get stuck in there.
Actually, he's at the hospital. They're trying to shop back the Lee Press ons right out of his asshole.
Bubba burnt out another shop back. Trying to get the fucking press on nails out of his asshole.
Hey, Alexa, tell me about prostate milking.
Here's something I found on reference.com. Milking the prostate can produce health benefits such as increased blood flow in the prostate gland, higher testosterone levels, and enhanced levels of sexual pleasure.
See,
according to the Prostate Health Center, prostate milking may also help reverse incidence of an enlarged prostate in older men.
Lummy, to me, I don't hear anything downside about that.
This is a weird. It's about health.
I mean, even Blitz
is good. It increases your testosterone.
Even Blitz, the most negative man in the history of the free living world. I mean, you cannot pick apart that there's a bad thing on there.
It reduces cancer.
Get more testosterone.
Blitz, you said you're right on the verge of maybe having to do testosterone replacement. Just get your asshole milk.
There you go.
I'm in.
Hey, you want to go see the doctor and have to fucking get you?
You're getting so jacked from all that. Ass milking.
Hey, Bubba, your traps look bigger. What are you doing? You on some juice? No, I'm getting my asshole milked.
Yeah. Getting fucking milked.
Getting milked.
I'm taking muscle milk.
That's wing, what it wing. Is, Bubba. Testosterone would just be incredible.
Let me ask her one more time.
Yeah, it increases your T.
Hey, Alexa, what are the benefits of prostate milking?
Here's something I found on reference.com. Milking the prostate can produce health benefits such as increased blood flow in the prostate gland, higher testosterone levels, and enhanced levels of sexual pleasure. According to the Prostate Health Center, prostate milking may also help reverse incidence of an enlarged prostate in older men.
Yeah.
It's a win-win-win.
Improved urinary flow, too.
Hey, Alexa, how do you milk a prostate?
Here's something I found on reference.com. According to Made Man, a man can milk his own prostate gland by lubricating a gloved finger, carefully inserting the finger into the anus, and repeatedly sliding the finger in and out of the anus until semen flows from the penis. Prostate milking provides medical and sexual benefits, according to JustHealth.net.
Hey, Alexa, what if your hands are... my arms are too short. I can't even barely...
From NIH.gov, hypochondroplasia is a skeletal dysplasia characterized by short stature, stocky build, disproportionately short arms and legs, short hands and feet, mild joint laxity, and macrocephaly.
I know what the fuck I'm wrong. I got short T-Rex Jones. I'm going to be honest with you. I never really thought a guy would be milking his own prostate. I had always thought that you need a helping hand.
I don't think I could get mine back in there.
And you got you got
to go from the front.
I can barely.
My arms are plenty long.
Yeah, but you're teeny tiny.
Oh, and I have prostate.
Blitz has got long ass arms. He could probably milk his, but I mean, I can barely wipe my ass. I can barely get to my asshole, let alone in my asshole through the woods into grandma's house. I don't know if I can do all that. I mean, I can barely stick a finger in my ass.
Oh.
I mean, like when I wipe, I always try to take that one middle finger and get the asshole, you know, try to kind of go around the rim.
Do you ever feel like a little tingle on your penis?
No, I don't. Oh. No, I don't. I don't go deep. I just go right to the Farrah Fawcett, right there at the Farrah Fawcett fringe.
Well, see, next time, maybe give like a tiny little bit more.
He doesn't have the real estate.
Lummy, I need a 38 fucking foot boom, and I only got an 18 foot boom.
Oh.
Bitch.
Sorry.
Can I go down so much?
Boom.
Sorry.
Lummy, on the other hand, you are very much a tall man with a very set of long arms.
And a wife.
Yeah.
He does it for you.
Yes, my prostate is obviously very healthy.
Lummy, would you get milked tonight and we could talk about it tomorrow?
Yeah, Lummy.
Talk about your health benefits?
Yeah, my health benefits tomorrow?
All the antioxidants.
You're going to come in tomorrow, Jack.
No, hold on, Lummy.
All the fiber.
Lummy, you did say that you have been milked before. True?
Yes, very true, Bubba.
Okay. Your wife verified that there's toys used inside the bedroom, not always on her.
Correct.
She also verified.
Talk about the penis pump.
She also verified that she's milked you.
Yes.
So what is left to talk about?
Nothing.
Other than you to do it and report back.
That's right. I will get myself
to me,
melt.
It seems like she doesn't really strap it on and fuck you. Like in a barbaric, you know, butt-fucking, dog-fucking kind of way.
Yeah, we're very clinical.
It seems like she likes to maybe kind of toy it up a little bit more. And it's not such a barbaric ass-fucking as it's more of a...
milking.
Loving, you know, prostate milking.
Yeah, with some rubber gloves.
Yeah.
That's how you protect yourself from, you know, poopy finger.
From C. diff.
Yeah.
From Madeira Beach.
Yeah, Madeira Beach, you don't want that on our sheets.
The one thing, one reason I've not had, you know, my ass fingered extensively is because I feel as if I could have some poop in there, and next thing you know, the girl comes out and she's got, you know, Hershey's finger, and it just really kills the mood. And you know, shit.
Put her in a thumb and pulled out a plum.
Well, I mean, hold on. And shit, you know, when shit's inside of you, you can't smell it. But when shit, as soon as shit gets out of your body, now when it's covered underneath some water and
fresh shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When fresh shit is in the toilet under a nice layer of water, hey, it's all right. It's you can still smell it.
A layer of poopery.
But if you got just out, you know, your fucking Johnny Thumb shit in the room, I mean, that really, I mean, you just open up a jar of weed and it makes the whole entire place smell like fucking weed. Can you imagine what shit finger does?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Man, what do you smell? Weed? No, I smell shit finger. Nothing's worse than shit finger.
Right.
How bad was Madeira Beach smell?
I know, it was
worse. My dick was all covered in fucking poop. And you know,
like Mexican
listen,
street corn.
And I'm not the most nimble guy in the world. So when I get off a bed, you know, I kind of waller around a little bit. So I'd wallered around off the bed, and you could perfectly see where my penis had rubbed. I had
like a fucking snail.
Looked like a fucking map. Like a map.
You had a fucking snail trail.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I wallered off the bed a little bit, and you know.
How much were you weighing? Do you think at that time?
Probably about 300.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was pretty nimble, and. Fucking her in the ass, going crazy. She was loving the shit out of it, really putting it over.
I bet. You fucked the shit right out
listen,
of it.
There's girls that like, you know, like there's girls that like ass fucking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they have ass-gasms.
No, and so she, this girl here, loved to get fucked in the ass.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, when a girl says fuck me in the ass, I mean, you know.
Yeah, you daddy. Do as you're told.
Yeah. So I did it. We'd only vaginal fucked prior. You know, we never did any ass fucking. This was the first time that she asked for the ass deal.
Uh-huh.
And when, you know, you're with a girl and she all of a sudden throws out the ass fucking Trump card, and then you give her the ass fucking. Well, I'm fucking her in the ass. I get my nut. Feeling splendid. I'm feeling so good. I'm like, you know how you feel after you get that nut. You're like, just wanted to lay here in this fucking hotel room on Madeira Beach, fucking air down to 62, blind shut down. I used to bring legal clips, you know, the legal binder clips.
Yeah.
So that I would, and I would bind the fucking windows together, the two, so it really was dark. Not even a crack of fucking, you know, because dark is fat guy's friend.
It is.
You know, like, you know, not everybody can have a body like Dan. Like, Dan probably fucks with the windows wide open.
Oh, yeah.
No blinds, nothing. Uh-huh.
He puts lights on them.
Yeah, Dan turns the lights on and has the windows open. Has it in a special fucking lighting, like, all kinds of shit. Well, you know, I used to bring these two big legal clips, and I would have a routine where I'd turn the lights off, turn the bathroom light on, but crack the door so it's just enough, a little bit of light.
See what's going on.
So you can see what's going on. Well, I couldn't tell that I was laying a poop trail across the bedspread.
The white sheets.
The white, you know, fucking Hotel 6 fucking Madeira Beach sheets. And I get up, and I can kind of smell something.
And did you think it was you?
Well, I just thought maybe it was the smell of sex. You know, sometimes sex smells kind of, you know.
Musty.
Musty, right.
Right.
But this had a tinge of shit to it. So I go into the bathroom. Now, the bathroom light's on, so as soon as I walk in the bathroom, you know, they have the mirror there and everything, and I look down at my dick, and it looked like somebody poured Hershey syrup all over my dick. It's like, oh, my God! And she's like, what?
Looks like you're fucking Nutella.
I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, what? And I go, you just don't yell out.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
But I verbally said, oh, my God! And she's like, what? I go, hold on a second. So I turned on the shower.
Let me figure out what's going on here.
Let me figure out how I'm going to fucking...
shit on me!
Let me figure out, one, how fast I can clean this off, and two, how I can break...
shit on my dick!
How I can break the news to you and not fuck up. You know, I still want to keep...
life.
I still want to keep fucking you.
Right.
Because you're a good, you know, you're a good little piece of ass. We're just not going to go ass. I mean, we're just not going. We're
right,
just
you're not, a good piece of pussy.
Yeah. I'm going to keep ass. A puss only. Yeah. Oh, and she loved to give head, too. She was into dick worshiping.
Oh.
This chick would. But she would like look at your dick and be like, and then pound it all over her face and like, you know.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, that's funny.
The only reason I put up with the shit dick. So. I go and I jump in the shower and then I get a towel and you know this isn't my place, so I don't give a fuck if you know I mean yeah. I don't give a fuck if I got shit on their towels.
Yep.
I don't think they have a shit towel surcharge.
Wouldn't be the first time.
So I wipe, I go in the shower, I get my dick all clean, pristine. I put bar of soap, fucking shampoo, conditioner, anything I can to suds my shit up, man. I got my dick fucking yeah. And you know, hotel cheap soap's kind of like real abrasive soap. Like
yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not real, you know, soft
really
and
sudsy.
Yeah, but you can, it yeah. cleans the shit out of stuff.
Sure, yeah.
I always bring my own soap to hotels.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, anyway, I don't. I use the bar. But I feel sorry for her. I mean, because I leave shit on my bar. Mm. So I go out and I get a towel. And I put soap on it, and I go, I think we have a little, you know, I think you know, you got a little on me. She's like, what do you mean? And I turned the lights on, and it looked like somebody was finger painting with brown.
It looked like a shit murder scene.
It looked like a shit Hawaii shit 5-0.
She couldn't smell it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Most of the shit was on my dick, not a lot on, like, oh. Man, I had taken the shit with me.
You scooped it out.
Well, no. I mean, it was shower? On the head of my dick, on my legs, my pubic region. Sumo right here, right the fuck here will tell you the time I ate a girl out on a period and I walked out of the... under the lanai after I got done eating her out, and he goes, well, goddamn, Bubba, well, have you seen your fucking face? You look like Ronald McDonald. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, here. So he takes his fucking iPhone. At that time, it was probably an iPhone 10 because he's always got the latest iPhone. And he took a picture of me, and my face had all this red stuff on it. And I go, I don't even
he's
know
confirming.
What to. I don't even
yes.
know. I don't even know what to say, Sumo. And he goes, I'll tell you what to fucking say.
Oh,
get your ass, in that fucking shower and get that period off your fucking face. And send her home. What the fuck?
Oh, God.
Me and Shane ain't talking to you with period fucking face. Get on out of here now. We're out here playing with peaches. Get the fuck out of here. I've had period face and shit dick.
Oh,
and period face was witnessed by my friend right over there.
You're saying, yes, it's true.
I walk out like a proud, like I'm a big fuck. I put my underwear on. I walk out there like
the
I just
big
got
house?
In the big house. I walk right out of the bathroom. Sumo's over there.
Outside?
Yep.
Okay.
So I walked from the bathroom of my bedroom over to the over by the kitchen entrance, and Sumo's got his chair over there.
Yep.
And I'm feeling, I put my underwear on, I got a t-shirt. She's in the shower now, and I'm feeling like, you know, big fucking cock of the walk. And she was hot as fuck, this hot little, she was hot. And Sumo go, I mean, I was just trying to, like, you know, be the man. Hey, I'm walking out. Because Sumo and the boys knew what I was doing in there.
Yeah.
And then Sumo gave me the good news about looking like Ronald. God damn, look at your fucking face.
Oh.
You in there huffing pain or what? That's what he said to me. Well, I mean, I think
roll
we can.
Tide.
I think we can. I think we can at least. You know, we have to go. We have to wrap this up. But I think we confirm. We have confirmed that you don't get fucked in the ass by the Latin Whopper, but that your wife does use toys in your ass, and she has milked your prostate.
Yes.
And that you are open to it
and
as well,
might
it sounds
try
like.
It, yes.
No.
Oh, I thought we were going to be nasty boys together, the nasty boys.
Okay, hold on. I will do it by Valentine's Day if Blitz, I can't, you really can't put Red in there because he didn't have anybody. Unless he wants to try it himself, which I wouldn't want to put that on anybody. Blitz, if, you know, just like I didn't want to be the first one to have to say I would like to use a penis pump. But once all of you guys, you know, said, yeah, I pump. Dan says he pumps.
Yeah, it makes it cool.
If we can all agree that we will try a milking by Valentine's Day, then we have to, like, you know, swear to get milked by Valentine's Day. Or it's all or none. So I'm on the fence. I'll do it. If Blitz and Dan does it, and I
I'm sure Dan's done it before.
Well, maybe.
God, I hope not. I'm putting this all on Dan, buddy. Come through for me, buddy. Just don't. Just come on, man.
I've never heard you beg so hard in my life, Blitz.
I'm texting Dan right now and be like, please no ass play, Dan. Come on.
No, don't. Do not.
I'm not.
Are you open minded? If Dan said, "Yeah, I'll get my prostate milked," and I say, "Okay, I second your milking," Blitz, at that point, you're kind of locked into a milking.
You're the snap of the rubber glove.
If you're going to be the part of the boys' club,
yeah, rubber glove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, just fucking use some. Yeah. You know, some,
my hands.
Yeah, no, it's no gloves.
He's got a clean ass,
yeah. Right.
And it's part of the adventure.
I don't use condoms.
Yeah. I want the warmth of my girl's finger on my prostate. Yeah. I don't want a fucking thin layer of latex on it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Does Ashley, when she milks you, does she use a rubber glove or does
no,
she go
not
raw?
Not at all. Raw, dog.
Yeah. Say, I get my prostate milked raw.
My prostate milked raw.
You know what? When's the last time you had your prostate milked?
It's January. It's before Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
So that,
the not, Lord Savior.
That's not too bad.
I can tell your testosterone was getting a little low on me.
I know. That's yeah. You know, you got to bump it up a little bit.
All right, so we gotta go. This has gone way too long. I got my buddy Sumo in town, and so we have to end this podcast.
Is Sumo in on the deal?
Sumo, are you in on the deal too?
But goddamn, don't get me on your fucking prostate bullshit.
He said he's in.
Oh, Anna said he's in.
He's in.
Okay. Sumo's in on the deal. On the prostate milking. Get him some fucking Ohio. He'll get that OnlyFans girl whose daddy's a judge to milk the prostate. Oh. Shane Brown, get the gloves ready, kid. it all rides on Dan, and I bet you Dan's done it. You know what? Dan's man enough to say, well, hell yeah, I've had it milked before. I had it milked in Gainesville. I had it milked at Duke. I had it milked at Stetson. I had it milked in New Orleans at residency. I had it milked in Tallahassee. Had it milked in Costa Rica. He might be an avid milker. You never know.
That's right.
We'll find out tomorrow.